This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump back in Wisconsin for the first time since the Republican convention in Milwaukee last month.
We're going to win this election. We're going to turn this country around. We're going to become an unbelievable growth country.
Trump answered questions at a town hall in La Crosse last night. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Trump's answers lacked specifics.
Each question got into just a piece of the stump speech and never really gave a substantive answer.
Topics range from abortion to Social Security to illegal immigration. President Biden plans to talk about the economy when he visits Southwest Wisconsin next week. That's all we know so far. It's Biden's first trip to Wisconsin since he decided to end his reelection campaign. Two people in Wisconsin are dead from West Nile virus. A third was in the hospital last we knew. They're the first human cases in Wisconsin reported this year, and they happened in Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Health officials say all three were diagnosed in July. The two who died, died in August. Expect heavy traffic at times this Labor Day weekend. The busiest time should be this afternoon and all day Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recommends checking 511WI.gov. Wisconsin's Fish and Wildlife Fund will be audited. People pay into the fund when they get hunting and fishing licenses. The audit will address concerns about how the Department of Natural Resources spends that money. Lawmakers on the Legislative Audit Committee say all of it should be earmarked for hunting, fishing, and conservation. A thoughtful approach to everything from watering your lawn to brushing your teeth can help save water. So says conservationist Danny Quissel.
Being mindful on when we're letting the tap run, where you're filling a pitcher and then you walk away for a minute to go let the dog out or something, keeping in mind, you know, that water is running over and right down the drain.
Quissel is urging state and local governments to better monitor water use. This week is World Water Week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft is paying over $3 billion for a data center in Racine County, and they're okay with raising your electrical bill. It's going to take a lot of energy to power their massive data center complex under development, and according to the Milwaukee Business Journal, the tech company is supporting the effort from We Energies to raise customer rates. It's reported Microsoft filed testimony supporting the increase in a case pending before the Public Service Commission. There's talk of 6 to 10% increases for We Energies. The Business Journal says Microsoft will end up using a sixth of the power that We Energy generates. There could soon be a lot more people living near the outlets in Pleasant Prairie. A national developer is looking to build 700 high-end apartments in Pleasant Prairie, citing a significant housing shortage in the area. The Village Plan Commission saw renderings of the $185 million project that'll go up over two phases. It would be built just east of the Premium Outlet Mall. Racine County residents can expect delays in the opening of two new roundabouts. The one at 11 and J is now expected to be open around September 30th. The circle at 75 and A will not open until late October. There is a new one set to open on time. The U and 7 Mile roundabout is on track for an on-time completion, which is in the next couple of days. Classic cars consume Kenosha this weekend. The annual cruise-in is tomorrow downtown. It's open to all vehicle types and is free for both exhibitors and spectators. The event draws thousands of car enthusiasts from across the country. Organizers will be closing off 6th Avenue and adjacent streets to accommodate the show. It all gets going tomorrow morning at 7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers blanked the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers have been exceeding expectations.
This team is, as soon as you think they're, I don't know about this club, they don't have this guy, who's this guy, they don't have enough of this, they don't have enough of that. They got enough of something.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. First-year starting Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, who transferred after playing 4 years at Miami, is excited to get to work.
Just the atmosphere. I'm excited to play in front of this crowd and excited to just get out there with my teammates. We've been practicing all year long, working together on the field in the weight room. I think we built great communication, a great bond off the field as well. So yeah, just excited to get out there and play.
You can hear the Badgers tonight on our civic media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The summer box office is winding down, but there are still some good films hitting theaters. Opening this week in limited release is a film called 1992, starring Tyrese Gibson, Ray Liotta, and Scott Eastwood. The heist film is a mystery thriller set in 1992 Los Angeles following the Rodney King riots, where tensions are high. The film is currently pulling a 72% on Rotten Tomatoes. The biopic Reagan opens this weekend as well, with Dennis Quaid in the lead role as President Ronald Reagan. The film is ambitious, starting with Reagan's humble childhood in Illinois, and follows his improbable journey to the presidency. Interesting twist, the story is told through the eyes of a former KGB agent. Fair warning, though, the film is only pulling a 31% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you want to take a trip down memory lane and are in the mood for some zombies before they were cool, check out the Shaun of the Dead re-release, if you're lucky enough to have it at your local cinema. Let's go to the movies. One of America's favorite entertainers is writing her autobiography as a Broadway musical. Yahoo News reports that Dolly Parton will bring glitz and glamour to the stage in New York and do it on her terms. The show will tell the story of her humble childhood and growing up with 11 siblings in Tennessee and follow her rise to fame in Nashville. As fun as that may sound, it gets even better as her music will be showcased throughout the story. Hello, I'm Dolly will premiere in 2026. Will Ben Affleck ever recover from his failed marriage of almost 2 years to Jennifer Lopez? Robert Kennedy Jr.'s daughter, Kick, might have the answers. According to Page Six, Kick, whose real name is Kathleen, which is actually much easier to say with Kennedy, the duo has been hanging out at various spots around LA over the last several months. Spokespeople for Affleck and Kennedy say the two are just friends who hang out at hotels alone and have sex. I paraphrase the last part. Are you tired of hearing about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? Adam Sandler isn't. He's giddy about the power couple to the point where it sounds like he has an actual couple crush. No word on who he is more smitten with, Kelce or Swift. The comedian told the Kelce brothers on their New Heights podcast that his whole family loves the couple to the point where when Sandler is around Swift, he gets nervous because he doesn't want to blow it for his daughters. Speaking of Sandler, he does sound like a good friend to his pal Rob Schneider. Schneider says Sandler has called him every week for the last 30 years just to check in on him. Schneider says he's not sure when asked if he would be part of Sandler's recently announced Happy Gilmore 2, but he told People that he loves Sandler and wants him to be happy and healthy. Sounds like Schneider really wants a part in Sandler's new film, or he's hoping that his friend falls out of love with Kelce and Swift so they can finally be together. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a few clouds and showers in the forecast for today. Then we're heading into an absolutely incredible Labor Day weekend. Mostly cloudy, showers 81 today. Clear with a low of 60 tonight, sunny 82 tomorrow. Then sunshine, low to mid-70s on Sunday and Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.